The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Here's My Music again, the last in the present series, I'm sorry to say. Frank Muir and David Franklin are, as always, competing against Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. In this first round, I want, please, the name of the orchestral piece and the name of the composer. Music first for David Franklin.
The old wood devil, really? The French Strauss Johann. This is Waldteufel, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Ah.
Wald, wood, Teufel, devil, do you see? Devilish cunning. Now we come. Jokes, yes. You want to know what was playing it?
No, the title.
I was going to tell you it was an orchestra. You want the title? Well, let's not fool about, because I don't know what it's called.
One mark for Waldteufel. It's called the Grenadier's Waltz. Oh, one out of two. Dennis, one for you.
Of course, I would say this is My Beloved, but I take it that it isn't.
I did say orchestral piece.
Yes. Well, the composer Kismet was all borrowed in music, so I take it it's borrowed in was the composer.
Yes, there's a mark.
What the original title of it was?
Would you say it was a day kind of piece or a night kind of piece?
Oh yes, it's a night kind of piece. It's a nocturne, as in the Old Kent Road. Yeah. A Nocturne by Borodin.
I'll give you one mark, Borodin, half a mark for Nocturne, because you did know it.
Wait a minute. This is without Ian's help. Now. Now comes the crusher. Yes. Ian, go in and the coup de grace.
No, I don't think I can do that. Oh, but I've got a feeling that if we mention Prince Igor, we've got a little bit more.
No. I'm afraid you're going further away.
Oh, we're going further away.
Yeah, no. I've already given you
David
one and a half.
David keeps holding up four fingers. I don't know whether this is a bribe or inducement.
It's the size of scotch he wants, actually. Yes. Before things get any further out of hand, you've got one and a half marks without deserving it. Stick at that. Borodin, Nocturne from Quartet Number 2. Ian Wallace, your turn. What's this? And by whom?
I'd say it was Mantovani. Which is not the answer to the question.
I know the words of it, but and the fingers of the law.
No, it's the instrumental piece.
A brave try, Dennis. Mm.
Frasquita Serenade by...
Frasquita.
Frasquita.
Franz Lehár. Oh. No marks, I'm afraid, for Ian. Frank Muir's turn.
Get to the tune, do they?
They sort of march up to it and then march away again.
I think it's on the flip side of Frasquita's Serenade. Yeah.
My mate and I have the opinion that it might be Slavonic.
Yeah, well,
how does that grab you?
It grabs me fairly well. You're going to chicken out of this one, are you?
Chicken out.
What?
That's a clue. It's clear. A clue.
The Egmont Overture.
Oh, how I wish I could... How I wish I could give you marks for that, you know. Like half a mark, for instance. Okay, audience?
Right, yes,
half a mark. It's the bridal march from Cock Door, the Golden Cockle. By Rimsky-Korsakov. Well, we move on. General knowledge, and sort of musical information one acquires in a lifetime of listening and learning about music. David Franklin, what is a pickup group?
A what?
A pickup group.
Well, somebody goes down Denmark Street. He wants some people to do a gig. And they ask him how much, and he just picks up a group to go and play
yes,
a gig.
He'd do better in Archer Street than Denmark Street. Archer Street's where the musicians hang out. Denmark Street's the publishers. But I get your point. I get your drift. You would say, really, a group of musicians booked for a single date or engagement as opposed to a regular band.
Of course. What else did I say?
A pick-up group for 2 marks. Dennis Norden, what is a shofar?
It's a ram's horn.
Yes.
Which is played in a synagogue.
Yes.
On certain high holidays.
Yes, solemn ritual occasions and so on, as mentioned in the Old Testament. 2 marks for you, Dennis. Ian, where would you find a chanter and drones and which is which? And perhaps you might like to demonstrate vocally.
Well, you'd find them north of the border in Scotland.
And they flowers, plants?
Hmm?
Flowers, plants, what are they?
Oh, they are... one is an instrument for practising the bagpipes. Which is a chanter, which is simply a sort of like one of the wooden pipes off a bagpipe that you practice the notes that move as opposed to the nice. Note that remains steady. It's the part that does the song. And then the drone is the bit that goes. And when you put the two together, it goes. And don't expect to get another word out of me tonight. Yeah.
2 marks. Thank you. Frank, here's a quotation, Frank, from rather an up-to-date musical reference book, and I quote, "The man whirls the woman between his legs, round his neck and over his head in a jazz-inspired ecstasy, keeping up a frantic shaking and rhythmic movement at the same time." Which 1927 phenomenon are they describing?
One of those Black Bottom Big Apple efforts.
That kind of thing. One particular one I'm after, though.
It's not a cake walk, is it? I mean, it's more like a cake mix, isn't it?
I wouldn't have been so specific as to the year if it had been just something like the cake walk. It was the Lindy Hop, celebrating Lindbergh's solo flight across the Atlantic. Can't give you it, I'm afraid.
I thought it was a dance held in Lindy's restaurant.
No, the Lindbergh hop over the Atlantic. Strictly speaking, the word opera means hard work.
Yeah.
A concept with which Dennis agrees. We're going to hear bits of operatic arias, and I'm going to ask you for the name of the aria and the name of the opera. So we begin with David Franklin.
Carried me right away. Almost made me forget
Literally made you forget.
Almost literally made me forget where I was, what I was doing, because he brought me back to Tosca.
Ah, yes, one mark.
Last act of Tosca.
Name of the hour.
And I should be much happier if only I could remember what the devil the Italian is for it.
I'll give you the first word, shall
yes,
I?
Yes, O.
No, no, A.
Oh, yes.
A.
E lucevan le stelle.
Yes, that's right. You're absolutely right, you and the lady in the front row.
No, she wasn't even looking at me.
She was pointing to the stars, my friend. When the stars were brightly shining, oh, I'll give you two there. Two. Incidentally, very nice. I've heard that very badly sung, and that was beautifully sung, I thought. Giuseppe di Stefano. Anyway, we move on. Aria, please, and opera for Dennis Norton.
Terribly funny, really, because one must apologise to music lovers for being philistine in this area, but there are certain arias which you can describe as light entertainment type opera, in that they sort of transfer from one department of television and the BBC to the other, and this is one which you'd also do in light entertainment. And this, you know, this is called Cara Nome,
yes.
I believe. Now you want the difficult bit.
Yeah. Opera, please, yes.
Rigoletto.
Said Ian. Yes.
Said Ian.
That's right.
Yeah.
Caro nome, dear name, from Rigoletto. Sung, in case you're wondering, by Callas. Well, you're going to hear Buehling now. Anyway, Ian, I want from you, please, again, the title of the aria and the name of the opera.
That is Cavalleria Rusticana.
Thank you.
By Mascagni.
I didn't ask for the composer, but you're right.
Oh, didn't you?
No, no. The name of the aria, please.
The name of the aria. Now
How it is familiarly known.
Yes, that is... I'm not going to waste any time on that, because I really don't know.
The Siciliana. Oh, Lola, fair as a smiling flower, is an alternative here. One mark out of two. Frank Muir's turn.
It's
a lot of writing for David.
Brüdelein und... These aren't your German lawyers, are they? Brüdelein und... Schwesterlein.
Schwesterlein, thank you. Yes, one mark. From...
The field mouse.
yeah. All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Two marks. The Fledermaus. Actually, it means the bat, but never mind. looking at the score for the moment, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton leading by one single mark. Film music. The name of the film, please, and the name of a couple of its leading stars. David, for all you're not a film fan, try this one unaided. Right, then try it aided.
No, I don't at all.
No, can you help him, Frank?
No. Oh, it's a Hard Day's Night.
That's right.
Hard Day's Night. Ringo, Paul, John, and the other one.
Oh yes,
and
the insects.
You've got it between you. The film, A Hard Day's Night, and a couple of the stars, a couple of the Beatles. All right, then three marks there. Dennis, the film, please, and its stars. Thank you.
anybody seen our ship?
Yeah, the name of the film, then.
Now, it's been in two films. It was in a version of Tonight at 8:30 called Meet Me Tonight with Ted Ray and Kay Walsh sang it. I think much better than anybody else. And it's also sort of recreated in Star. What's her name? Julie Andrews.
Yes.
And Daniel Massey doing Noel Coward.
Yes, you certainly have three marks there. Ian, you try this one unaided. Film and stars, please.
Well, the tune is The Continental.
Yes.
Which places it just to... just a touch before the war.
Yes, title of the film, then?
It might be Gay Divorce.
Gay Divorce, yeah.
Gay Divorce, Fred Astaire.
And
Miss Ginger Rogers.
Ginger Rogers, yes. That's lovely. The song, incidentally, was not in the stage version, and it was the first ever song to win an Oscar for a film song, Continental. Just for instance, you have three marks out of three.
You know, I happen to know all that. I saw it on television recently.
And, Frank, for you, a film.
Tim to thingamabob do flagellation. It's a... that song about the enormously long word for Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I can never whip up any enthusiasm for that.
No. Back again to the... ubiquitous Julie Andrews.
Yes, and?
And it had David Tomlinson. And it had Dick Van Dyke.
All right, lovely, thank you. Yes, you have.
And it had Dumb.
And you have three marks. Yes. So don't worry. Yeah, thank you. Sullivan and Gilbert. I thought I'd put them that way around just to strike a blow for the supremacy of the composer for once. David, which was the first successful opera on which they collaborated? And for a second mark, who was responsible for bringing Gilbert and Sullivan together?
Well, it was the merciful hand of Providence.
Brought them together. What a lovely answer for a mark.
The part of the merciful hand of Providence was played by Dolly Cart.
Yes. Yes,
Richard. The first opera on which they worked, it was Trial by Jury, my lad.
Trial by Jury, my lad. I'll marry her myself. Two marks for you, yes. Very good. Dennis, at one stage, Sullivan wrote to Gilbert telling him that he couldn't possibly set to music any more what he called supernatural and topsy-turvy libretti. Gilbert thereupon wrote what was to prove their greatest success. What was it, and when was it first produced?
I'd guess. What would you say the most successful? I assume that you don't know the.
Yes, I haven't got a ready answer for this.
A stammering, hopeful Mikado.
Yes, and the most successful ever since, in the sense of multiple productions since its day. Well, that's one mark. When was it first produced? The year, please.
18.
Yes.
80.
Yes.
4.
5. You're in the year. If I'd said 1815, you'd believe it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes. Ian, your turn. They wrote a work together which opened in 1892 and ran for 245 performances, which is a lot of performances. But from that time, right up till the 1960s, it was never performed again except by amateurs. What was it called?
Would that be, by any chance, Utopia Limited?
It would, for two marks. Well, for you, yes. Very good. I gather a very expensive and extravagant show to put on. Frank, Sullivan never really liked writing operettas.
Hated it.
Which he thought of as... Exactly, which he thought of as flippant and almost unworthy of him. Yet, in 1876, he composed just about the most popular drawing room ballad of the century. What was it, and how do the words begin?
I only know one other. Which seated one day at the organ, I was weary and ill at ease.
Do that one
while my fingers wandered idly over. What?
One mark.
Over the filthy keys.
Yes. Over the title, was the please. Title of the song.
The lost chord.
That's your
never
mark.
Since been found.
We come now to the last round of the last show in this series of My Music. A sad moment indeed. Graham Daly will play tunes on a variety of instruments, and we ask the members of the teams to carry on where he leaves off for 3 marks. First song for David Franklin.
Time may lie heavy between. But what has been is past forgetting.
Sweet
melody.
Very low, isn't it?
World gallery.
Hello.
Right. In my heart will never die. Just the echo of a sigh. Charmaine.
Charmaine is right. 3 marks for Benjamin Franklin. 3 marks there, and a song for Dennis.
Sing it in rhyme.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now all together. Here to next time. Da 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 da.
Remarks for Dennis Norton. Ian Wallace, your tune.
Find their hearts more kind than I left behind. And so I go to fight a savage foe, although I know I'll sometimes be missed by the girls I've kissed.
Performance full of grit. Thanks. 3 marks and a song, you might even be able to guess which, for Frank Muir and the rest of us. Frank.
Never brought to mind your old acquaintance be forgot for the sake of old lang syne.
My music will not be forgot as far as you're concerned. We have every intention of being back with you again soon. Meanwhile, the winners this final week by a margin of one single mark are Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Race. Thank you. the questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.